about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Okay, you guys are not going to believe this one. All right, I just found this. A new lawyer on Jerry Sandusky's legal team has a possible explanation for the alleged sexual assault. Okay, do you want to know what his explanation is? That Sandusky was probably teaching hygiene. That's what he said. He says here, this is attorney Carl Rominger, quote unquote, some of these kids don't have basic hygiene skills. He says teaching a person to shower at the age of 12 or 14 sounds strange to some people, but people who work with troubled youth will tell you there are a lot of juvenile delinquents and people who are dependent who have to be taught basic life skills like how to put soap on your body. Sandusky has admitted to shower with boys, but claims he has not sexually abused them. So Sandusky was teaching them how to suds up. I'm not buying it. I mean, am I being too critical? Am I being too critical? I'm really not buying it. There was a rubber ducky involved? Really, a rubber ducky? Oh, no, okay? Really? Sandusky took it upon himself to teach hygiene. Oh, my God. Listen, you know, I have two kids, and yes, they've been, I'm blessed that they have not been juvenile delinquents, but I taught them how to, you know, clean, you know, los huevos and everything. I mean, when they were infants, I mean, I would not strip now at my age and them at their age and show them. I mean, you know, you could draw. If you feel like you need to take it upon yourself to teach a person how to wash their nether parts, maybe you could draw a stick figure. But I don't think you really need to undress, lift up a leg in the air, and you know, show them where the Johnson & Johnson goes. I'm not buying this one. I'm sorry, not buying it. All right, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Oh my gosh, hygiene, is that the best? The defense? You know what's so funny? Who was it? Somebody said. I mean, right? He was the defensive coach for Penn State, right? Don't you think, you know, he was in charge of defense. Don't you think he could find somebody better for his defense? I don't know who said that, but it's, I mean, really, hygiene, that's their defense. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Rubber ducky and all. All right. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI, and I am fully clothed. Okay, anything I explain to you, I'm not really pointing on myself, okay? I'm explaining to you fully clothed. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Taking your emails at drdahlia.com. Please, of course, follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. I'm shocked. I mean, another shocker today in the news is they were talking about how doctors are very distracted and doctors in the middle of surgery are texting and Facebooking. Is that really true? So we'll talk about that. Doctors are always the bad guy. Always a bad guy. There was a study came out saying medical students don't wash their hands. There was a study, we talked about that yesterday. I mean, we're just, are we really a bunch of idiots? We medical professionals? I guess we are. There was a case where a woman had a breast implant that got swallowed up by her body, quote unquote, when she was doing Pilates. Explain how you really can't swallow a breast implant in the middle of Pilates, especially if your mouth is closed. And scientists are claiming in Cambridge that they could actually reverse aging. Not stop aging, not slow it down, but reverse. I'll tell you what I think about that, but I'll tell you what the science behind that is. So as you can see, we got a lot to talk about. So please, please tune in for as long as you can. I know there's supposed to be a lot of news coming on about the debate. I will give that to you as it comes in, the last Republican presidential primary debate before Iowa caucuses open, I believe, January 3rd. I don't know about you guys, but I'm kind of sick of the whole campaign. I can't wait for 2012 to come. I can't wait for this to get underway. We got too much at stake, too much to do. Obamacare is scaring the heck out of so many people. 2012 can't come quick enough. That's all I can say. And, you know, another thing we're going to try talking about today, if we have enough time, if I don't, you know, go off on an Obamacare tangent, is how, you know, sleeping with your pet. I was on the Andy Dean show about an hour or two ago on XM 168, and he was asking about what diseases can your animals give you if you sleep with your animals. Now, I got kitty cats, I got doggies, and yes, my animals do jump into bed, and, you know, the cats will sleep on your face, the dogs, when the cats aren't in the room, are there, but absolutely, they could spread germs. We've talked about some very serious cases, so we'll just go over that. You know, why not? It's better than talking about Sandusky and his hygiene. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so let's talk about this breast implant. So a woman was doing Pilates, and she Valsalva'd. Okay, now, do you guys know what a Valsalva is? When you bear down, like you're trying to poop or you're trying to toot, that's called the Valsalva maneuver. And a lot of times in Pilates and exercises, yoga, they make you Valsalva. This is why I'm not in yoga, because I think I'm going to embarrass myself. Something's going to come out. But most people can Valsalva, and they do well. Unfortunately, this 59-year-old woman, she was a cancer survivor, had a double mastectomy, and gotten breast implants. So when she Valsalva'd, apparently one of the breast implants moved inward and got stuck deeper into her chest. Now, whenever you get a mastectomy, all your breast tissue is gone, but they still leave the musculature of the ribs. And it looks like she might have had some sort of a herniation or weakness, and the implant slipped through the ribs and got caught a little deeper. Surgeons went in, they fixed it, put it back. You know, I remember when I used to stuff my bra, I'd have a very similar appearance where something would be off. And, you know, I turned 12 and I didn't have to stuff it anymore. But unfortunately, in this particular case, you had to have yet another surgery for this. Very rare. We've never really seen it happen. But when you hear in the news that a breast implant was swallowed, no, it wasn't swallowed. I think it just fell into a little muscle crevice, and they just had to go in and straighten it up. Me, I would probably super glue my implants. I mean, I've been Picassoing my whole life. If I later got implants, I would just super glue them in place. All right, maybe put a chain, handcuffs. Maybe have handcuffs holding them together. All right, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dolly Show. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
GCN listeners, if your New Year's resolution is to improve your health, then you need to visit VitalityPlusOne.com. For over 15 years, VitalityPlusOne.com has offered the finest health products on the market, like Green Star juice extractors and Energy Star hydraulic juice presses that pull out every last bit of liquid from fruits and vegetables, and high-quality blenders like the BlendTec HP3. VitalityPlusOne.com also carries water distillers, sprouters, and the Sedona Food Dehydrator. Be sure and check out supplements like organic powder greens, green products for your four-legged friends, and the best-tasting raw honey on the market today. And for liver support, VitalityPlusOne.com carries Pharmanac NAC. Call 888-473-2141. That's 888-473-2141. Or visit VitalityPlusOne.com. VitalityPlusOne.com. Your choice for finer health products since 1996.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family. Peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta Alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in and not going away or changing to another station, you know, finding something more entertaining to do. Thank you all for tuning in. And, you know, for those of you coming on my website and signing into the guest book, I do read all your messages to me, and I thank you. Thank you. Even the ones that, you know, say they at first didn't like the show. That's a good one, though. But you know what? Those are probably the best compliments. People that didn't like the show, and then they started liking the show, that's probably one of the best compliments, you know? So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All right. Because people that don't like the show don't listen, you know? So I can't hear from them. You know, one of the not so good compliments is someone that doesn't like the show and continues to not like the show and then doesn't listen to the show. It happens. It happens. Okay. Well, there's a few things I want to talk about. Before I went off the air yesterday or went to the next hour, I was talking about just a couple new advancements in cancer. Really quickly, the two new advancements by separate sets of researchers is one had looked at a vaccine for cancer, and they have found that there's a certain expression a cancer cell gives off, a carbohydrate wall type of antigen that they can actually hopefully prime people to identify. You know, when you get a vaccine, you're injected with something like, let's say, the flu vaccine, you're injected with something for that your body then learns to fight. And you build antibodies towards that antigen, that's something like the killed flu, etc. So then if the flu does come, the real thing, your body knows how to fight it. Well, that's what they want to do with cancer. All right. If a cancer cell gives off a pretty predictable wall, you can make a vaccine out of that, prime your body's antibody system and immune system to make antibodies to that, such that if a cell starts to turn cancerous and express that type of wall, it could get fought, killed before it even turns into something. So cool stuff. Again, they're still a long way off, but that's one thing. And then another one was more in the whole genetic engineering realm, where they're trying to genetically engineer the cell to shut off. We've talked about cancer a lot on the show. What happens is many times there's a cell, a normal cell, that goes awry. And when that normal cell goes awry, it's very chaotic. It doesn't have the rhythmic, predictable type of process and growth. And so a lot of times it's an on-off switch, and once you turn it on, it doesn't stop. There's no way to turn it off. And so genetic engineers are working with researchers to possibly figure out a switch to turn that off. And they think they've made some headway in that respect. So don't worry, you didn't miss much when I went on into the second hour. I know everybody's like, oh, the second hour gets a better show than the first hour. Honestly, no, all the shows are the same. They're all mediocre. I'm joking, not joking. All shows are really, really good. You know, I try to give everybody the same information so you don't have to go to the website and download the shows. But yeah, each hour is a little different, okay? And of course, you can go to GCNlive.com. GCN as in goat, Charlie, Nano. I'm trying to be like a pilot. My husband knows all the, he hates it. You know, I'll say G as in glossus, C as in cumulus cloud, N as in nymphomania. My husband's like, no, it's Niner. You know, so he can't stand it because he's a pilot and he hates when I do it. Anyway, GCNlive.com. Go there. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network. I think we got Donovan working the dials tonight. Great show ahead. Okay, so doctors. Are doctors texting while you are under the knife? Right? While you're unconscious in surgery, are doctors texting? Are they Facebooking? Are they downloading YouTube videos? What are they doing? Well, according to this one study, they're saying doctors and nurses and medical assistants, all we're doing is screwing around all day long. Right? Apparently, this one study says they did a peer-reviewed survey. They surveyed 439 medical technicians. It's published in Perfusion, a journal about cardiopulmonary bypass surgery, and found that 55% of technicians who monitor bypass machines acknowledged to researchers that they had talked on cell phones during heart surgery. Half said they had texted while in surgery. 40% of these technicians said they believed talking on the phone during surgery to be always an unsafe practice. About half said the same of texting. The study authors concluded such distractions have the potential to be disastrous. One claims that a neurosurgeon was using a wireless headset to talk on his cell phone and left the patient paralyzed. Was sued, but they can't release any information because it went to settlement. All right. Now they're saying medical students are trained to not even look at a textbook in surgery. Okay, let's just stop for a second here. Stop, because I was watching this all day long, and they were making us doctors and medical students and medical technicians look like complete idiots. Okay, if you're in the middle of a surgery, you're sterile. You can't touch anything. So when I was a medical student, there was no way I could, in the middle of surgery, go and open up a textbook that wasn't sterile. We don't do that. I know a lot of you watch, you know, these TV shows, Scrubs and Grey's Anatomy, and it looks like there's books and, you know, music flying all over the place. But when I was training, there was none of that. None of that. I trained in multiple hospitals, multiple settings. No. You when you're scrubbed in, because also it's a very expensive scrub set. You know, you wash your hands rigorously. Right. And then you are put into a gown that's sterile and you can't even tie your own gown. Somebody, the circulating nurse has to tie it for you, and you have to kind of do a little tangle with her, and you turn around and then you get tied. And then, of course, they put the gloves on. They put the gloves on for you. Anytime I had an itch, a scratch, you know, they would scratch me. I couldn't touch anything. Okay. If any of the doctors, now I didn't have a cell phone. I couldn't afford a cell phone back in those days, so I didn't have one. I had my beeper. My beeper had to go to the side. The doctor's cell phones had to go to the side. All right. So nowadays that would probably include iPads, iPhones, etc. Everything was off to the side. You had your scrub nurse, which was completely sterile, handing you sterile equipment, and you had a circulating nurse. And the reason why you have a circulating nurse is because if something drops, they are they are not sterile. They're able to go get another package, open it up sterily, drop it on the sterile tray. So you need a circulating nurse. Or if the phone would ring because one of the other doctor's patients would be sick or something, then they would say, oh, Dr. Schmo, your patient, this is going on. What do you want to do? Okay. You know, keep in mind, when doctors are in surgery, you really don't get to pass your other patients on. True, if there's an emergency, staff is going to jump on it. Maybe the ER physician is going to help, etc. But you're still responsible for your patients. So, yes, the phone is going to ring. That's the circulating nurse's job, to answer the phone. If the doctor cannot be bothered, he will bark at the circulating nurse, just like I was barked at as a medical student, to shut the hell up, leave me alone. I'm concentrating. So everyone's like, oh, the doctor's concentrating, everybody shut up. I mean, the doctor's God in this situation. When it's the surgery, even the anesthesiologist listens to the surgeon. The surgeon's God. He's yelling at everybody, telling everybody what to do. Some are nice, but when I was in training, most weren't. Okay? If he has a chance to take a break, or the medical student is helping sew up, then he will deal with the phone call. If it's an urgent phone call and he's at a place where you could stop, right, and assess the situation, the circulating nurse brings the phone up to the ear and the mouth for you, because your face isn't sterile. You have a glove, you have your goggles, you have your hair in the shower cap, but your phone could touch your ear, just no other body parts. And that's how we did it. All right, now they're saying doctors are texting. How are they texting? It's not sterile, right? Oh, doctors are using wireless headsets and they're talking. Well, I don't know. If he really had a wireless headset, then he might have had the circulating nurse hit that button and he might have talked. And no, then yes, that's an issue. All right, but what was he talking? Was it another patient? You know, I mean, I was really surprised that there's not enough doctors to pass on the patient to when you're in surgery. So you're still on. You're still going to be asked questions by nurses. You're still taking care of all your other patients. Now, luckily, when I was a medical student, anything that was happening in the clinic, I could pass off to another doctor. So I could be in surgery, you know, doing my thing. But most surgeons, no, they're still going to answer the phone. All right. But now what about this with the texting and the Facebooking, the technicians? That I don't know. If somebody's supposed to be watching the respirator or watching the cardiac devices, yes, they should be watching. If they're getting bored, right, because we have an ADD society, I wouldn't be surprised if their eyes are wandering. You know, right now, I see people, they take their cell phones to the movies. You know how the movies say turn your cell phones off? I see people checking their Facebook, checking their messages the whole movie. I sit in the back of the movie theater because I don't like sitting, you know, too close. It bothers me. People are Facebooking it. They can't even get through a movie. You paid for the movie. You paid $10.25 to see the movie. You paid $15 for that tub of popcorn. And you're Facebooking the whole time? People are very ADD. They're multitasking. So do I believe that a technician could possibly be doing this? Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. But remember, this was a survey. This was some people admitting, yes, I do that. Now, I've never seen it. Anytime I've been in the hospital or the medical clinic, I haven't seen it. You know, and when I was in training, no, none of that was happening. Or if it was, they wouldn't let me see it. So, you know, when you hear this story of doctors doing idiotic stuff, just wait until I get on air and I'll straighten the story out. But yes, I do think it is a growing problem. I think people are bored and taking their phones to work in many situations. What about pilots? Do pilots text? That'll be interesting. 1-877-DOC-DALY. Don't go away.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG. no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000. But the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for Aromatic Liquids Extracted from a Broad Range of Flowers, Stems, Seeds, and Bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
My son's Christmas program is happening tomorrow, and I guess he was, I didn't realize he was practicing for his Christmas program. He was singing 1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock rock, 5, 6, 7, you know, so he's singing this, and I'm like, oh my God, this is cool. He's into the 50s music. So I start singing, and he's like, no, mama, wrong words, mama. No, and I guess they're going hot around the Christmas tree. So he's been singing, right, probably one of the first songs in rock and roll, right? 60-year-old song. I'm so proud of my baby. Now, of course, when I played him the original version, he was like, huh? Really? But no, no, that's not the song, Mom. It's Hop Around the Christmas Tree. So anyway, so he's got that right now. He's, you know, he's kind of practicing it. He's calling me, and I get to hear him, you know, sing the song. And, of course, I'm like, oh, honey, that's an A minor. But it's just kind of cool. It's just, you know, really, really cool. One thing I am pretty impressed with, what I'm seeing with some of these shows on Nickelodeon, et cetera, is they're bringing back songs that are older. They're remaking them so our children and grandchildren now are having some identification with, you know, the songs we grew up with. I mean, that's something that I think has always probably frustrated our older population. There's classic songs, and then here the 80s came, and we're listening to rock. I want to rock. You know, I'm thinking the song is cool, and my mom and dad are like, wait a second, that's not real music. You know, that's just noise. Everybody thinks the next generation is noise. Now, I hear some of the songs, and yeah, a lot of them, you know, sex subjects of stuff, of course, and violent subjects, so I don't let my kids listen to that, but I let them listen to the pop type stuff. I like the pop, you know, but it's just interesting. Like last night on X Factor, I've been watching X Factor more and more. One of the contestants was singing, what's that song? One and one and one is three. That one. It's a Beatles song. Come Together. That one. Come Together. So here's my 8-year-old singing a song, singing a classic. So just, you know, keep, as long as the remakes aren't messing with the melody and the word, I am for it. Definitely, you know, bring back some of the older music. Some of the messages in there were fascinating. I like Let's Go All the Way from Sly Fox. I love that song. My mom was, because we had a really strict household. So I'm trying to sing the Let's Go All the Way song, and she's like, what was that? What? She got mad. Oh, my mom thought I was crazy. Quick story. Back in the 80s, Kentucky Fried Chicken, I've told you, some of you guys this, back in the 80s, Kentucky Fried Chicken had a commercial, and they had come up with roasted chicken. Roasted chicken. And so the commercial was R-O-A-S-E-E-D. I know what it means to me. Something like that, right? New from KFC. Sorry for my singing. So I'm singing that. Ooh, Kentucky Fried Chicken. And my mom's like, no. It's R-E-S-P-E-C-T. What are you singing? And I'm like, no, it's R-O-A-S-T-E-D. She's like, what are you talking about? And I hadn't known the Aretha Franklin classic. So my mom is looking at me like I am probably the stupidest child on earth that I don't even know the Aretha Franklin classic, and I'm trying to sing R-O-A-S-T-E-D, telling her that the jingle is the original song. So, you know, sometimes your kid could, you know, be a little idiotic like I was, but just teach him. That's what you need to do, teach him. All right, I'm looking here. Looks like a man wins a lawsuit over towels left inside of him by surgeons. Are we still bad-mouthing surgeons? Oh, man. All right, well, this guy, Ohio man, won $275,000 from the federal government because surgeons at the VA left two surgical towels inside him after a kidney operation. The towels are 14 by 11. Those blue towels you see on the kind of dark blue that you see on TV, blue towels were discovered after Robert Scanner of New Philadelphia, Ohio, underwent a CAT scan because of pain and discomfort days after the operation. That's a big screw-up. That's a cluster there. Because of the incident, the VA Medical Center in Cleveland has purchased a new system that uses radio frequency ID chips to keep track of sponges and other surgical equipment, the newspaper reports. Okay. Again, I'm going back to when I did surgery, when I was in training in all the multiple hospitals I worked at. You had a surgical nurse, you had the medical student, you had the co-surgeon, assistant surgeon. You counted everything. I would have never imagined a big towel, 14 by 11, let alone two, could have been left in a body. I mean, it's you. I mean, even if you put something inside to soak up blood, you'll use the gauze. You won't stick a towel inside the body. These towels must have fallen in. Maybe they weren't paying attention. Maybe people are texting and Facebooking more than I think. Maybe I'm being naive, because I got to tell you, two surgical towels, those are huge. You guys must be listening and watching the news and, you know, thinking this is horrifying. I would be a little horrified, but I'm going to tell you, usually this doesn't happen. All right? Everybody's counting. Everybody's looking. Before you close somebody up, you look around. I'm trying to teach you all, you know, the process. We have a process. We don't just, you know, wing it. You know, whatever we use, we count. Even stuff that's bloodied, we put to the side. We count everything. Everything's packaged, documented, you know, charted. So I'm not sure what happened in this Ohio case. But, but the point I do want to make is anytime you have pain after an operation that doesn't seem to go away, I don't think it's that illogical to go and get a CAT scan. Get a CAT scan and make sure nothing was left. A clip, something that could have fallen, someone's earring. Although I had to take off all my jewelry. I had to take off my jewelry, no earrings. I had I was engaged when I was a medical student. And had a little diamond ring. I love it. I love my little engagement. I don't mean to say little in terms of little, but it was one of the cutest little diamonds. It was beautiful. And I've never changed it. I love it. It's one of my favorite pieces of jewelry. But I had to take it off all the time. And I would pin it to my shirt because you couldn't wear jewelry. I mean, nothing's supposed to fall into a patient. What are you going to do? All right. I tell you, crazy. Crazy. Okay, so what's this about scientists saying they're going to reverse aging? For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I know my husband's going to be like, what do you mean little? It was a beautiful rock. Look, we were students, okay? And it wasn't a big rock, but I'm not into that. I don't like big rocks. I said little, geez, it's because it's a little, I got big hands. No, I don't want big jewelry. I don't want a big rock. No, nothing. But I got to tell you, all my friends were married or getting married. I just want to be engaged. It's crazy. Be careful. If you have a girlfriend and all her friends are getting married, you're going to have to propose. Right? And then if all her friends are having kids, she's going to want kids. I'm serious. I'm serious. It happens. It's all this peer pressure. Okay. So scientists say they are so close to unlocking the secrets of immortality and will be able to live forever. Okay. What are they talking about? Well, chromosomes. And we get chromosomes, right? We get chromosomes. We've got the X chromosome and the Y chromosome if we're male. X chromosome and X chromosome if we're female. So we get the chromosomes. On the end of the chromosomes are supposed to be DNA called a telomere. And the telomeres shorten as we age and as we deteriorate. So what scientists are trying to do is stop these telomeres from shortening. If you stop the strings of DNA from shortening and disintegrating or possibly enhancing them, then you could reverse aging. Now, I don't know about you guys, but I believe in God, okay? And I believe that every time you mess with nature, all right, something happens. And they were interviewing this person on MSNBC, I believe, or the Today Show, and he said, yes, absolutely, somebody could live thousands of years. Okay, I think this is a little far-fetched. Now, what I don't think is far-fetched is one report we had talked about on the show a couple months ago said one of us alive right now will be alive till 150 years old, that we have the capabilities in our lifetime to have us live till 150. Now, I'm in my 40s, right? All right, and my knees are shot. My hips are shot. I can't imagine going another 110 years. I mean, God willing, if that's what God wants for me, then, I mean, I'll do it. I'll be crawling. I mean, I'll do it. But, I mean, do we really even want to live that long? All right, we're going to take a break, and I'm going to eat my apple Jolly Rancher that's been sitting here eyeing me all show. Don't go away, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LaCig. with LeSig e-cigarette's revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The world's best solar-powered oven has gotten better. Sun ovens are now available with a brand new Christmas Sun Dehydrating and Preparedness Kit, which includes everything required for cooking, water pasteurization, and dehydrating with the power of the sun. Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. A sun oven lets you harness the sun's power to bake, boil, or steam food, heat water for purification or personal hygiene, or dehydrate. For the past 25 years, Sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S., are durable, and have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a limited time, preppers can save $65 on the purchase of a Christmas Sun Dehydrating and Preparedness Kit. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/GCN. That's sunoven.com/GCN.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Jolly Rancher, so I have to spit it out. I know I'm not supposed to be having simple sugars. I'm supposed to be eating healthy, but I'm sorry. I'm not going to chop up carrot sticks when I'm doing the show. I want to feel apple. I want the taste of the apple or the watermelon. I got to tell you, Jolly Rancher is one of the best candies. I don't mean to do a commercial for them. They're not a sponsor, but oh my gosh, they taste good. Oh, you want to know what's good? My son made me buy these, I think they're called icebreakers, but they're the berry flavored. And you know what I like is, you know, you get hungry and or you get nauseous, you put one of those in your mouth and you're good for like hours. So, again, I'm not made to do a commercial. I was doing, I know, a KFC commercial. R-O-A-S-T-E-D. Oh, I tell you. Do you guys remember that Kentucky Fried Chicken commercial? Ooh, Kentucky Fried Chicken. Oh, I got to tell you, I love chicken and I love fried chicken. See, we aren't in the South. I'm in the West side of the country. And that's the one place I haven't visited, the South, the Deep South. And that's where I want to go. And I want to have some fried chicken. I want to have some really good homemade cooking. I can't wait. There's got to be a conference. I mean, we fly through Atlanta, you know, but we don't ever stop and we don't visit the states around. We don't do that. Oh, and I got to go to New Orleans. That's also a big thing I want to do. So we're talking about scientists trying to reverse aging, not slow it down or stop it, but reverse. Can they really do it? Well, we're talking about chromosomes and this DNA and these telomeres and playing around with the DNA, which honestly makes me nervous. Every time we mess with nature, we have not found the fountain of youth. When we were playing around with estrogen, we found women to die of heart disease and exacerbate estrogen-sensitive breast cancer. When we came up with the bone medications to decrease osteoporosis and bone thinning, now people are complaining of fractures with those and osteonecrosis of the jaw. So you see, there's always a tit for tat. There's always a pro and con or a yin and yang. So I'm a little nervous. You know, you're going to try to reverse aging. Something's going to happen elsewhere. You know, now, of course, in biblical times, they did live longer. And why? I don't know. I got to tell you, that probably would be one of the most fascinating avenues of research. Somebody to medically and scientifically study the Bible in terms of what could have possibly been around health-wise or medical-wise, you know? I mean, why did Abraham live? What, Abraham lived till 160? Oh, my mom's going to kill me. She always gets mad. She always gets mad when I misquote the Bible. Oh, she hates it. I know. Abraham lived a long time. I remember that from Sunday school. I just don't remember the age. Oh, my mom's going to rip me a new one. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, she knows how old they all were. She knows when they all hit puberty. She just knows who begot who and who begot who and who begot who. She has all that memorized. I don't have that down. I need to, though. So, it has been done. People have lived long. They have. But do we want that? Well, somebody could argue, well, look, you know, you were talking, Dr. Dye, about your knees and your hips are barely lasting you till your 40s. How are they going to last till 150? Well, aren't they recreating cartilage? They are. This is something we talked about this on the show, which was really cool, where in England, in Hampshire, England, they took some of the remnant cartilage out of a woman's knee, regrew it in the lab, and then put it back into her knee, more cartilage, the bigger piece. And I think that's fascinating because now we're not dealing with foreign tissues and somebody else's tissues. We're dealing with your own regrowing more and putting it back in. I don't think nature's going to be too mad with enhancements. Okay, I don't think there's too much of an issue with enhancements. I know many of us. I mean, pain is probably the biggest complaint. You know, every now and then when I'm interviewed on somebody else's radio show, they go, Dahlia, what do most people ask you about? What is your patient's biggest concern? Well, first it's Obamacare and the Medicare changes and that. But if we're talking about medical, it's pain. I'm in pain, everybody says. My knees hurt. My neck hurts. My back hurts. Headaches. Back pain. That's a biggie. You know, I mean, a lot of us, yes, would love to live longer. See our great, our grandchildren, our great grandchildren, see what happens, to Obamacare. That would be nice to, we do. We want to live longer, but a lot of us, we hurt. And by the time we get to the age that we're thinking we're going to be coming back to nature, many people say, I'm ready. I can't tell you how many of my patients go, Dahlia, don't do too much because I'm really ready to go. I'm tired. And, you know, I'm like, you're healthy. No, you know, if you go, who's going to help me pay my power bill? No, please don't go yet. But we're going to have to do a lot more than just adding telomere length. Okay, we're going to have to improve quality of life. We're going to have to do something with Alzheimer's. We're going to have to do something with pain. We're going to have to do something with finances. Many of us cannot financially live that long. I've told you how I've had patients. One, I remember this conversation like it was yesterday. Dr. Wax, how many more years do I have left? And I go, you're healthy. I don't know how many years you have left. I don't know. You probably got about 30 years to go, at least. And he's like, no, but I don't have that much money in the bank. And he was serious. He didn't have a pension. right? You know, he's calculating what he's getting from Social Security. He's calculating what he's getting from savings. I think he had invested in Ford. And when the 2009 crash happened, he had lost most of his savings in terms of his 401. And he was dead serious. I think, you know, a big concern is not only the pain and the fatigue that we get, is, you know, how are we living? Are we going to be a burden? We spent a significant amount of time yesterday talking about how many of my patients are, you know, having difficulties taking care of their moms and their dads and grandma, grandpa, and trying to get them into assisted living home, and they're fighting it. I think that's probably more of a concern. So, you know, these researchers, they can do whatever they want with telomeres and DNA. What I think some may want to do is put their feet back on the ground, be a little bit more level-headed, and come up with ways to kind of deal with some of the arthritic pain we're getting. Figure out ways to prolong our kidneys. I can't tell you, many of us, we have pain. We go to our doctor for a pain pill, for an anti-inflammatory. We have the insurance, we have the money to pay the copay, and the doctor says, hell no. And why does the doctor say no? Your kidneys can't handle it. Your kidneys are too weak. I right now have a lady in her 80s. Lovely lady. I mean, smart, sharp. I think she's got another couple decades on her, but she's in pain. And every time I give her a pain medicine, her kidneys go down. All right, I don't want to accelerate her death by giving her a medication that hurts her kidneys, but I also don't want her in pain. And unfortunately, me and the kidney doctor are contemplating an actual pain pill like a Vicodin, because these anti-inflammatories are going to hurt her kidneys more. Now, and part of me is thinking, look, she shouldn't live the rest of, you know, her years or decades in pain. Give it to her. Give her the pain pill. But I also don't want her addicted. You really don't want your seniors addicted to Lortab. But I can't give her anything else because it's hurting her kidneys. So, you know, scientists, if you're out there, or researchers, just, you know, figure out something practical. We're hurting, we're aching, we're tired, we don't have enough money in the bank, okay? You know, dazzling us with the idea that we could live 200 years old really isn't exciting us, and you're probably not going to get a lot of funding for it, all right? But, you know, coming up with a way where Medicare could be extended and not, you know, fall apart, bankrupt, or Social Security as well. I think that's really what I think is worrying most of us. You know, is Medicare going to be around for us? Is Social Security going to be around? Are these medical treatments that everybody's talking about and Dr. Dolly is reporting on, is that going to be something I could actually realistically get? Really, like we were talking earlier in the show about the two cancer breakthroughs they've come up with the possible vaccine or gene therapy. Well, how expensive is that going to be? Is my insurance going to cover it? You know, we talk about BRCA testing all the time on the show. You know, BRCA testing to see if you're genetically inclined for breast cancer or ovarian cancer. Well, years ago, I looked into having the test. I was quoted $5,000. And many insurance companies don't cover it. All right. Well, great. Dr. Dolly has said I should get my BRCA gene testing. I should get the gene testing. I think we all should. I think it's a great idea to get the testing done. But it may not be practical because it's too expensive. So scientists, practicality, please. Practicality. All right, guys, great show. If this is your stop, see ya. If not, stay on board for another hour of the Dr. Dolly Show, Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.